Welcome, Impactful Parents. Today, we're going to talk about how to get your child to stop procrastinating. Hello, everyone. If you don't know, my name is Christina, and I'm founder of The Impactful Parent. And every week, I come on and answer one of your questions that you submitted live right here. And if you would like to submit a question for me for next week, please do. I help parents of school-aged children. So submit your question by either direct message me on social media, or you can email me at theimpactfulparent@gmail.com. And all submissions are always anonymous. But let's get to our question today, because it is such a good one. How do I get my child to stop procrastinating? And I know that everybody can relate to this one, because at one time or another, your child is going to put things off and they're going to drag their feet. And if you can nip it in the bud early, that'll be the best thing. But before you know it, sometimes you have a procrastinator. So what do we do as parents? Well, first, it's important to understand why your child is procrastinating so that you can react to their procrastination appropriately. Because every behavior your child does, it has a motive. And what are they getting out of putting things off? So today I'm going to give you 7 reasons why your child might be procrastinating and 7 ways that you can respond to their procrastination so that they will stop. So let's get started. And today we're going to start with the simplest reasons first and get to the more complicated, more difficult reasons last. So stay tuned to the end. That way you can really help your child if you have a reason number 6 or 7 for their procrastination. Now, reason number 1, why your child might be procrastinating: they simply don't see the importance of what you are asking them to do. Yep, it's that simple. Your child doesn't see the task as relevant to his or her future and their well-being, so they just don't care. Along those same lines, kids procrastinate because the task at hand is boring. Yeah. When there is little excitement in what you are asking them to do, it's difficult to get motivated about doing the task. So, what do you want to do? You're going to explain it to them. You're going to explain why it's important. You're going to explain why it's relevant to them. And I know this is annoying, and many parents have that stance of, just do it because I said so. But still, your child will never stop procrastinating until they find that task relevant or important to them, if this is the reason why they're procrastinating. So if your child feels like the task is boring, you're going to have to get creative with making the task more fun and engaging. Think about making it a game, making it a race, inviting others to help, that kind of thing. Now let's get to reason 2, why your child might be procrastinating. And it's simply because they can get away with it. Why do something now when you can do it later? That's the idea behind this one. Kids also hate doing things on your timetable. They want to do things independently because it feels like they have some power and independence and personal choice. So, what do you want to do if this is the reason why your kid is procrastinating? Well, I'm going to suggest that either you pick your battles and let them do it on their own time because eventually it'll get done, or you're going to explain to them the benefit of getting the task done early, and along those same lines, give them an incentive or reward for completing the task early. Or you can also implement a consequence for their procrastination. So those are some reasons that you could do for that one. Now, reason number 3 why your child might be procrastinating is they are unable to get started due to distractions. These kids know what they need to do, but they procrastinate due to a more appealing thing that's happening around them. It's difficult for these kids to prioritize the task that you want them to do when the other things around them are just simply more interesting and appealing. So, what do you want to do as a parent? You're going to have to eliminate those distractions and even help them to get started. Now, that's the last of the easy explanations of why your child might be procrastinating. Let's get into some of the more difficult reasons. Reason number 4 is why your child might be procrastinating is because they have poor time management skills. Many kids underestimate how long it's going to take them to complete the task. So they procrastinate getting started because they just assume they have enough time to do it later. This is called having trouble with executive functioning skills. Now, why your child has trouble with executive functioning skills can vary. There's a slew of reasons of why they could have these challenges. But the most common child with executive functioning skills, challenges at least, is also a child with ADHD. Because some kids with ADHD don't know the difference between what 5 minutes feels like and what 15 minutes feels like. So they have trouble perceiving time. What do you want to do as a parent if this is your kid? Well, I think that executive functioning challenges in your child should be tested by a local psychologist or learning center, mainly because it's going to be the beginning of more of a difficult challenges coming up in the future. As your child gets older and school gets more difficult, the executive functioning challenges are going to become really apparent. And they're going to have to start getting organized and be more independent in school. So talk to your teachers about your concerns, and they actually will have a better idea if your assumptions are correct to start moving forward into maybe getting them tested so that they can get more professional help with this. If you're seeing this in a younger child, you could be catching this early. So how it starts is procrastination at home. That might be what you'll be seeing, but your teachers are seeing other things that are different inside the classroom. And it's good to get them help now, as early as you can. Let's get to reason 5, why your child might be procrastinating. And that's because your child doesn't understand how to do the task, or they don't understand what is expected of them. I know it sounds ridiculous, but yeah, this reason is one of the most frustrating for parents because parents think, why didn't they just ask me? Or how could they not know what I expect? Because I've told them 10 times. I know. Yet some children refuse to ask for help and they refuse to ask for clarification. Also, many children might hear you talking, but they simply aren't listening and they're not taking in the information that you're saying. So before then you know it, you're asking them to do something and they don't even know what to do. So what do you have to do as a parent? You're going to have to explain it for the 10,000th time again. Yeah. Make sure that they're looking at you this time. Make sure that you can even give them a little touch on their shoulder or on their knee to make sure that they're actually engaged with you in the conversation. And then show them what to do physically, not just with words. Actually demonstrate for them. Give them a physical example. You also might want to consider using a daily schedule or a chores chart to lay down your expectations so that there is no questioning on what you really want them to do. This really helps. These kids with this kind of procrastination problem need visual cues to really get them going. Now let's get to reason number 6. Why your child might be procrastinating. And that's because they are perfectionists and they don't like attempting what they think that they can't do perfectly. Your child might feel like they don't have the skills to do that task correctly. And this procrastination stems from fears of failing and lack of self-confidence. So, what to do as a parent? Tell your child that it's okay to make mistakes and perfect. It's not what you're looking for. You're going to put a big focus on effort instead of completion. You'll want to clarify your expectations and incentivize the effort above anything else. Also, you're going to break down the tasks into smaller, more manageable steps that can help your child feel more successful. You see, perfectionists tend to spiral out of control in their thinking. One failure leads to another and to another, and eventually the task in front of them feels daunting and paralyzing. So breaking down the tasks into tiny steps will help your child develop a plan also for tackling the problem and then help them get unstuck. So be sure to ask your child questions too, to clarify your expectations and then debunk some of these internal spiraling beliefs that they're having inside. Because their thoughts, I'm telling you, for these kids are going from, if I do this and I fail at that, then it's going to lead to this. And it just spirals so quickly. So start asking them things like, what does done or finished with this project look like to you? And what do you think that I expect from you? And things like, what do you think will happen if you don't do this perfectly? Those questions will start a conversation to help you understand whether or not your child is procrastinating due to perfectionism. And then lastly, be sure to praise your child for all their efforts and positive qualities. Really build up their self-esteem with good personality qualities like, you are so creative, or you are so passionate, you're tenacious, and focus on those personality qualities big time. Now, reason number 7, why your child might be procrastinating is that the task at hand gives them paralyzing anxiety. This can be frustrating because parents don't understand where the anxiety is even coming from. And yet it's going to be a real problem for your child. What do you want to do? Well, I would start with the solutions from reason number 6 and the perfectionism, because a lot of the time the perfectionism and the anxiety go hand in hand, but not always, which is why these are two separate things. But the perfectionism will bring on anxiety. So start with those, breaking down the tasks, asking them questions, and building up their self-esteem. But beyond that, I would also help your child get started with the task, like physically help them get started. You may also want to declare a start time and an end time for putting in the effort of the task. For example, you could say something like, let's start working on blank, homework maybe, at 5 p.m. And I'll set a timer and we can stop at 6 p.m. if you don't take any breaks and you're really putting in an effort to work for 1 hour. This will put up boundaries for your child that just allows them to feel more secure so that they can actually get started on the task. Because ultimately, your focus is to get your child to attempt the task and stop avoiding it. So use rewards to motivate, not punishments. Point out their successes and efforts. And you'll want to remove the overwhelm and create an environment of small, achievable accomplishments. Put some time into evaluating your child's behaviors and figuring out why they are procrastinating. After knowing the why, you'll be able to respond to their behavior more effectively, knowing why the reason is that they're procrastinating, and that makes you a more impactful parent. Don't forget to explore all that the Impactful Parent has to offer, because I have free resources, online courses, moms groups, and so much more at theimpactfulparent.com. I offer small group coaching, family coaching, virtual moms groups. There's so much there. Check out the website. And if you have a question for me for next week, please direct message me on social media or email me at theimpactfulparent@gmail.com. But until next time, you got this. I'm just here to help. Thanks, parents. Have a great day.